dear brothers and sisters, and dear service guests here at the services and around the internet, have asked the prayer of intercession of the God's people. We pray. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Good God, hear those who ask for strength in faith and companions for the journey. A young person prays to remain in faith and to receive believing friends. A guest asks for strength in faith and protection from staying into new age spirituality. Grant a sister assurance and joy in faith and a childlike heart. To brothers in faith who have received the grace of repentance, rejoice and give thanks for finding God's kingdom. They pray for strength in faith for themselves and good health. They also ask for grace of repentance, help with struggles with alcoholism and mental and physical illnesses for their loved ones, and reconciliation in their relationships. Merciful God, be near to those who live in the midst of trials and sorrow. A married couple prays for a tiny premature baby born that is close to their family, that the child would survive and the whole family would recover and be given strength. A believing man and his wife pray that they may have children of their own and would remain in faith. God, help two families who have lost a mother and a spouse, that the fathers may have the strength for the task of raising children alone. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Help a young family asking for help amidst a difficult home situation, and give strength to caregivers of a challenging child with special needs. Grant trust and hope to those living in the midst of studies and work, to a believing youth and an adult guest hoping for a desired study place. Remember also the guest who asks for endurance at work. She thanks you for her spouse and asks that her relationship with their children would be restored. We bring before you the prayers for unbelieving loved ones. Grant the grace of repentance to the son of a large family and to the mother-in-law of a guest, service guest. Help her also in her uncertain health. A guest gives thanks for travel companions and dear friends. Dear God, we entrust the presenters of these requests into your good care. May your will be done, Father, in their lives and in the lives of all of us. Amen. For the study, mutual study, I shall read from the 11th chapter of St. Matthew, the verses 28, 29, and 30. In Jesus' name. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. We ask from God that he would open his word through his spirit, that each one of us would receive that portion that is needed for this very moment. We have been called to these festive services at Opisto. What did cause you to come here? What did make you to come here, or to open the radio or the YouTube channel to watch these services? Why are you here? Or why are you listening to this? It was good that you came. It is good that you are listening. Whatsoever the reason was that you have come to the hearing, either here at the service place or through internet, now we pause at the Holy Communion and for the hearing of God's word. We heard also in our text a call and exhortation to come unto me. And actually, that was the most important call that Jesus presented. Come, believe, and follow me. And at the same time, a call to enter into God's kingdom. Here Jesus called those who are weary and burdened. Maybe burdens that have been caused by others or oneself or himself, or burdens that have just been caused by somebody. God called prophets, people through prophets, according to Hosea, Jeremiah. He called those ones who are tired to pause. Where are you traveling to? Are we on the right road? And God promised rest, drink, food, nourishment on our journey, during the journey and when we pause. And he also promised that he doesn't break the grass, which is already almost dry. But not always people heard the call. Jesus called here. But the life in that society was not outwardly easy in Jesus' time. The burdens and worries about how to provide the health, the situations of us, ourselves, and our neighbors, those are also familiar to us today. And Jesus was also talking about yoke here. That take my yoke, it is easy and my burden is light. yoke. It was a helping device. It was a method to use to lighten the work, and maybe even easier. Made the work easier. Those axes that were pulling, they were connected, those axes, so that they were able to pull the device, which is turning the field, that they are able to go together on the same. So from their neck, they were connected to each other with the yoke. And it was good for those use those axes in the field before tractors came. This yoke, if you think about the spiritual meaning of the yoke, it is used in many parables. And it is used in the spiritual meaning many times. And it is a positive and new word, a good word. So when using the yoke and connect to each others to be as a couple or pair to one another, so people were able to bring things for together towards the same destination and directions. So it was easier to get things done. And if somebody was under the same yoke, when it was the question about the positive matter, then people were the disciples of the same master, or they were serving the same master. However, in the several Bible portion, this yoke is having a negative connection when the yoke has been mentioned. In many different portions, it is said how people are walking at the yoke of bondage as that is a parable of this one, that how people are pulling the load of sins, and that is not an easy and light task to pull such a yoke and being tired and worried about sins, that is making us weary and tired, and how the yoke, which is caused by the enemy of the soul, which man needs to pull, that is bringing one to the unbelief. And it doesn't always happen so that one finds back to the kingdom of God. Many get satisfied to that portion, and they do not want to give up the sinful life. In our text, Jesus talked about his own yoke, and he also provided that to the listeners. It is lighter, it is just fit for purpose, and it is good to bear. Yet Jesus talked about this, how the Pharisees and law teachers, they were putting heavy burdens on people, and they were rebuking about the people, but they didn't want to help, not at all, those ones who were under the yoke of the heavy burdens. They didn't want to go to help themselves. Rather, they added more demands and the burden of law. And Jesus said, they also made it impossible for people to get in, to believe and to enter into God's kingdom. And they also didn't want to enter themselves, also they didn't want to get into God's kingdom. Those ones who are tired and weary because of the life and work, but especially those who are coming from the sinful, in the midst of sins and burdens, Jesus called people unto rest. And it is coming clear here when he says, come to me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, so that your souls will find rest. But that is the most important. Take my yoke. Believe in me. Look upon me. Look at me and learn from me. And become as my disciple. To take the Jesus yoke means to believe and to follow Jesus in faith. The most important was and still is the rest of soul and peace. Jesus wanted and he helped people to believe. He helped from the burden of sins and under the bondage of sins. He freed. He forgave all the sins. The heaviest yoke. And under from the heaviest burdens and from the pressure of sins, one can be freed. When Jesus said that his yoke is light, when he himself is the heir to us to bear the yoke, and as a giver of grace and mercy and faith, it is good to travel under his guidance. He is gentle. That is how he also says in our text. And he is also humble in heart and quiet. And he walks side by us. He is with us face to face. He is on our level and below. He is at the same level as our hearts are, and he listens, he comforts, and he helps. He helps with love. And we remember how on his last way to Jerusalem, he was going riding with a donkey that had a yoke. And he was on that level that he could be easily touched or met. He was on the same level. And in the unity of faith, when the faith is connected to the other believers, then one can be in peace when all the sins are forgiven. The yoke of Jesus is a good yoke to bear. The call of Jesus is still existing. We are exhorted, as have been exhorted, to come here at the services, at the feast. we are exhorted to come to Jesus and to walk with him and to dwell together with him. So many has been able to come here to listen and has been able to be here the 2nd or even 3rd day, here or far away. And Jesus himself, he is still walking. He is calling to him in the same way as God is calling during the Old Testament. And he wishes to draw you, also you, with love. You, especially you, who feel your sinfulness and you wish to be freed from your sins. And he is yet in midst of his congregation, and he yet calls in the proclamation and in the gospel. He is calling inside to God's kingdom and in the presence of faith, in the fellowship of the believers, by the mouth of the believers, and those believers also walk low, on the same level as you and me. They are listening to, they are hearing to you, and they are able to, and they wish to talk, converse, and they wish to ask, what do you need help? Is this sin burdening you? And do you want to believe your sins forgiven? And in the same way, we, dear brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus Christ is living with us and in our midst. We can help one another. We can listen to each other's, and sometimes only to listen and to ask. And even if we are not able to answer, and if we don't get answers, then we can be satisfied and feel the peace of God in our heart when that peace has been brought by the forgiveness of sins, and the peace can remain in us. We have also burdens, sometimes so much that we are heavy burdened and weary, and the sin besets us so easily. But in the fellowship of believers, in the presence of the Savior, he has promised to be every day where 2 or 3 are gathered in his name. We can carry the burdens of each one of us. We can make it easier, and we can lay down those burdens with the gospel of the forgiveness of sins from the kingdom of God. Bless, dear brothers and sisters. Bless each others. Also, each one of us has burdens, and also the cross, such burdens and cross which is not seen, but which may go with us, and which can follow us throughout our whole life, to you and to me and to us. This call of Jesus to come to him, to come to pause and to rest and to feel the forgiveness and the rest of the soul. It can be true for you and me, and that makes it easier to travel towards the heaven and to keep the hope of heaven. Don't we remember this? That the Savior is all the time present in our life. And the greatest rest we have in Christ. He carried our sins and he atoned them. And lift up your heart and encourage your heart to look upon him. And when we go to the communion, we are then obedient to his call. That when we remember his atonement work and we believe that it is just for you and just for me, it is true, it is intended for us just now. That strengthens our faith. That strengthens our unity in Lord. When we soon hear the liturgy of the Holy Supper, how deep and deeply these matters are handled in that liturgy. And in those prayers where we can unite our hearts, we can uplift our heart to believe. You who are searching for the peace in the name and blood of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, you can believe all your sins forgiven, even the unbelief. And all the barriers you can believe forgiven. And also to you, my dear brother and sister, whether if you have come here with a thankful heart and mind, or maybe you have come with heavy temptations and doubts and feeling your sinfulness, believe all your sins and doubts. Forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. All of your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. We can, in this way, spend the Holy Supper and to look at this, that look forward to this one, that we have one day the everlasting festive celebration in heaven. The Holy Communion is the supper of joy and thankfulness. In Jesus' name, Amen.